last line that we heard this morning from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians is a good one for us to have committed to memory. I know that's not something often that we do as Catholics, but it's a good one always to remember. It's a good one always to have at hand. This is Galatians 5. This is verse 1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For freedom, Christ has set us free. It's a very important thing to remember that the gospel message is one of freedom. Most of all, it's one of freedom from sin. Freedom from sin. And we recognize in our hearts and in our lives that we do not always act the way that we ought to. We do not always make the choices that we know that we should. This is sin in our lives. We do not always care for the poor. We do not always care for those who are trod down. In the same way that we heard in the psalm, God looks upon those who are lowly. He looks upon the poor and he lifts them up. Many times in our own lives, we ignore that. We look right by it. For freedom, Christ has set us free, so stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Sin is slavery, even though it presents itself as freedom. Oh, I can do this because I want to. I can do this because it feels good. I can do this because it's good for me. This is the yoke of slavery to sin. Christ offers us a yoke as well, but he tells us, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Christ offers us freedom through submitting to him. Christ offers us freedom through following his teachings, through following his example. And an example for us, what it ought to lead us to then is repentance. That's the great thing that Christ points to when he talks about the people of Nineveh. He says, they repented at the preaching of Jonah. When we hear the preaching of the Lord, when we hear the message of the gospel, the first thing it ought to do is move us to repentance, to say, yes, I have sinned. Yes, I continue to sin, but I want to be free from that. I want to be free from these chains, these bonds of sin. But I have to recognize that I do sin in order to do that. I can't repent if I don't think I haven't done anything wrong. So repentance. Repentance is the thing that will give us that freedom of Christ's yoke. When we recognize our own sinfulness, when we recognize our own need for God, and then, not just to recognize it, but to say, I reject it. I want to take off that yoke of slavery. I don't want to do these things anymore, but let me be free in Christ. For freedom, Christ has set us free. So do not submit again to the yoke of slavery.